Chapter 2 Nature Geography Unit 3 Magma and Lava Fires from Within the Earth
Deep under the surface, the temperature of the Earth is extremely hot. In fact, it is so hot that the Earth below the surface is not solid like it is near the surface of the planet. Instead, as you get closer to the Earth's core, rock is melted into liquid form and is runny and loose like melted chocolate. However, unlike the sweet treat chocolate, the melted rock is so fiery that it steams and smokes. This melted rock is called magma, and its temperature is so hot that it can even melt the hardest steels and metals. Magma's extremely high temperature causes the pressure under the Earth's surface to build up. As this pressure increases, the hot magma pushes towards the surface. It moves upwards either through cracks and fissures, which are weak areas of the ground, or through larger underground tunnels. At times, the pressures become so great that the magma is pushed out of the Earth altogether. When hot magma first breaks through the surface of the Earth, scientists say that a volcano has been formed. Magma emerges from the Earth in many ways. It may form very slowly, gently seeping and bubbling from an open crack, or it can explode violently, creating a fountain of fiery, melted stone that rains destruction down on everything near the eruption. When magma emerges from underground through a volcano, it is called lava. However, not every volcano produces lava all the time. Sometimes a volcano will remain quiet, producing only gases, smoke, and ash. There are volcanoes that are dormant and have been quiet for a long time. In the distant past, lava once erupted out of these sleeping volcanoes, but today it is unlikely that they will erupt again. Scientists call these volcanoes inactive. However, these inactive volcanoes can explode again at any time. Since volcanic eruptions can be very destructive, many governments are working hard to predict them so that those living nearby can be warned.